We're now joined at the podium by Coach Bill Snyder from Kansas State. Coach, welcome. And I assume you're going to just take questions right away. Is that right?
That works for me.
Okay, we'll start with questions. We got a question on the front, right up here on the outside. Name and affiliation, please. Come on up.
Coach, how you doing? Matt Hall, K-State Online. I'm curious if you've had more time to think about the new kickoff rule and how you guys might attack that after being so successful, putting teams deep with how you did it last year.
Well, we've given a great deal of thought to it, and I can't tell you that we have the best possible answer. I mean, we've got a number of different thoughts, both with our kickoff unit and with our return unit. Probably have to experience it during the preseason practices that we have, and a lot of it will have, certainly as a kickoff unit, will have a lot to do with our kickoff individual, which we lost our kickoff man from last year. So it's going to depend a little bit, an awful lot on what they are capable of doing consistently. So, just how much difference it's going to make with their return unit. I'm not altogether certain. I don't see it as discerning as the kickoff aspect, as it would be for our kickoff unit.
Got a question about halfway back on the middle.
Ian Boyd from Inside Texas. What tactical changes have your new coordinator hires brought to the program?
What tactical changes? Not really. I think, we have a system in place, been in place for a long time, and there's a lot to it. We've got a notebook playbook that's about that thick. So, there's not much in there that exists in the game of football that it's all in there, I guess. Let me put it that way. And we move around. The important thing is going to be, what can our players do? So we can't do all of it, but we can pull from, our collection of offense, those things that our players are most capable of doing. And so that, and we've experienced a good deal of it during the course of the spring, and, the fall will, our preseason 25 workouts, will define for sure, what our players are most capable of. There's a tweak here and there, but not anything that you'll recognize the offense when you see it. Let me put it that way.
Question here on the front, middle.
Hey, Bill.
Where?
Right over here, just a little to the left, Coach.
Oh, I see. Excuse me, dear.
Thank you. Suzanne Halliburton, Austin American Statesman. I wanted to ask you about stadium construction. There's a big boom across the country with, it seems like it's a never letting up as schools spend millions and millions more, including your place. Can you kind of, like, as a senior observer, talk about whether this trend is good or bad, or are you indifferent about it?
I've said so many times, whether it's stadium construction facilities, et cetera, I think everybody has, ourselves included, have nice facilities. I have a concern about it. I truly do. And I've been outspoken about it, maybe more so certainly than I should. But I think, sometimes we lose our sense of priority in regards to what really is important. And that's not to say that football and facilities isn't important, because it certainly is. But, you look at it from a standpoint of, if I'm a professor at a university, I'm going to ask the question, what's really important here? Is it education, or is it football? And, a professor that has an office the size of a closet, and as coaches, we've got offices as big as this indoor facility, and you ask the question, why? And it also, I think, sometimes puts a, for lack of a better term, a bad rap on young people in the program, because they're seen as kind of the spoiled brats sometimes, and they certainly aren't. They're good young people, but it can be seen that way. And so, and the other part of it is, and I think television is important, and so many of you hear from television and radio outlets, etc. But television kind of owns the game of college football in all reality. And it's just like right now. We couldn't start this until everything is in order on a time schedule, and which I mean that doesn't affect me or doesn't bother me, but all of the things that we do that manifest themselves in the game of college football are so much of it is directed by dollars and cents. And to me, that's unfortunate. I've said so many times, as coaches, we make, an awful lot of money. And, if I'm a professor at a university, I'm saying, I've got a salary that's 1/20th or 1/30th or 1/40th or 1/50th, whatever it is, of the, of those coaches. And, where's the value of education in this system? So it creates some problems. And, that's, I'm sure everybody doesn't feel that way, but maybe it's just because I'm 100 years old that I feel that way. I don't know.
A question on the front.
Hey, Coach, Riley Gates from GoPowerCat.com. Your wide receiver core took a little bit of a hit this year. Byron Pringle turned pro. Dominique Heath left the program. Curious, what are some factors or some skills that you're looking for in the guys you currently have to replace those guys, and who are some guys that have fit that mold, or are you still looking for some guys to really step in there?
Well, I don't think we ever stop looking, whether it's that position or any other position in the program, but, because you have young guys in your program, you're trying to develop, they've got an opportunity to improve their existence and their capabilities, and, and if they do, sometimes they can work themselves into an opportunity to compete for playing time. I think right now we probably have thoughts would vary, but coming out of spring practice, maybe four or five guys that we think fit the bill, and we're hoping for a few more. I think the guys you saw in the spring game were the guys that that we're going to have to count on. Because we're like anybody else. We can play with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wide receivers, whatever the case is. And so the more you have, the more the merrier, so to speak. And, and those are guys also that, if you're an offensive lineman, you're bigger, you can't run as well, but, you work in a space about the size of this table. If you're a wide receiver, you work in a space about the size of the building we're in right now. So there's a lot, the point is there's a lot of running that takes place, and being well conditioned and being able to, where an offensive lineman might play 75 plays in a ball game, a wide receiver is probably not going to be able to do that. At least you're not going to get the best effort out of him if he's sprinting 20, 30, 40 yards every time you snap the ball. So you need as many as you can get, and we're not where, we hope to be, and as we get through these 25 days of preseason practice.
Back in the middle over here is fourth row.
Danny Davis, Austin American Statesman. Just kind of wondering your thought process about bringing both your quarterbacks, Alex and Skyler, to media day. It seems like a lot of teams are kind of running from quarterback talk this week, but you brought both your guys. What was it about those guys that you wanted to share with us?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's I'm always going to think about them first. And, at the quarterback position, you understand, as everybody in here does, that, that quarterback is under a little bit more scrutiny than most positions, in the game of football. And consequently, there's a lot of imposed pressure on young people that play that position, more so probably than other positions. And I thought this was a great opportunity to imply some preseason pressure. So you got to practice the things you're going to experience. So there's a little bit of pressure in them being here. And secondly, they deserve to be here. They're both very competitive young guys who are competing. One's a captain, one's a co-captain. They have both stepped up and provided excellent leadership during the course of the summer workout programs, you know, which is extremely important. The demanding type leadership that is necessary because their coaches can't be involved in their practices, and so they have to be part of the leadership that takes place. Both of them have done that. Both of them are, you know, just very, very capable young guys, and as I said, very competitive, and they're still in extreme competition for, you know, the starting position. So I don't know what else to tell you. But
we got a question on the aisle.
Question.
Sorry, Coach.
Nathan Ruiz, the Oklahoman. Coach, over here.
Where?
On the aisle.
To your right.
There's a whole bunch of aisles.
Oh.
I see you. Okay.
Nathan Ruiz, the Oklahoman. Coach, how do you feel about the new transfer rule, and what kind of progressions or changes do you want to continue to see in that? Or would you just, what is your preference as far as that area of the game is concerned?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily, I can't tell you that I have the, you know, the answer. We just do whatever it is that we're directed to do. But, you know, I personally don't like, I mean, this is not, I'm going to say something that most coaches wouldn't feel comfortable saying, and I can't tell you I feel comfortable doing it, but you asked me the question. You know, I think we add to that. There's a perception, you know, if you're in that age group, you know, that is competing or going to college, competing at that level, you're identified across our nation as an individual that fits in an age group of instant self-gratification, which means, you know, at least in my terminology, you know, I want it now. If I can't have it now, forget it, I'm moving on to something else. To me, not a good way to live a life. And I think we kind of open the doors for that. You know, I, you know, if I were a player that was wanted to get on the field and play and couldn't do it, you know, certainly, you know, I would think maybe I should be at a different place. But by the same token, you know, I think we take away maybe, or we're teaching lessons that are contrary to what most of us have been raised with, and that is, you know, if you want something, then you work extremely hard. You have a good plan about how to achieve it, and you work extremely hard at doing it, and you don't give up, you don't give in, you don't walk away from it. You know, you continue to compete to make, you know, what you desire to happen, happen. And I think that some of the rules kind of bypass that.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much for your comments. We appreciate it, and best of luck for the season.
Welcome. Thank you all very much.